Are you pessimistic about climate change? You'd have good reason. Given the latest research and recent record-breaking temperatures, it seems evident that the planet is on a one-way path to a period of chaotic and disruptive weather. But there are optimists among us, including hedge fund founder turned climate activist Tom Steyer, author of the new book, Cheaper, Faster, Better: How We'll Win the Climate War. Tom is the co-executive chair of Galvanized Climate Solutions, an investment firm focused on sustainable energy. He's also founded a community development bank, a youth voter engagement organization, and in 2020, he ran for the Democratic nomination for President of the United States. Here he is to share five of his big ideas.
Hi, I'm Tom Steyer. I'm a proud American and a proud Californian. What I do for work is to invest in the people and businesses driving climate progress through my company, Galvanized Climate Solutions. 12.5 years ago, I walked away from Farallon Capital, the hedge fund I spent decades growing into a multi-billion dollar asset management firm, and I committed myself to fighting climate change full-time. Since then, I've done a bunch of things. I've worked with leading universities to support research into clean tech companies. I founded the largest political organization focusing on young voters and climate policies in the country. And I even ran for president on a climate platform in 2020. I believe that two things that sound contradictory are in fact true. Capitalism created the climate crisis, and capitalism is the only force capable of solving the climate crisis. In this new chapter of my life, I'm committed to helping business leaders recognize the indisputable link between climate investments and returns. That's why I wrote my new book, Cheaper, Faster, Better. It gets down to brass tacks on how everyone from Wall Street investors to college students can get involved in the battle against climate change and how we can and will win if we all do our part. The technology we need already exists. We need to embrace it and deploy it. I'm looking forward to sharing five key insights from my book. Why every person should be a climate person. As I detail in Cheaper, Faster, Better, in 1981, I worked out of Exxon's Alaska headquarters and fell in love with that state's immense and wild landscape. 25 years later, I brought my family there, excited to share the beauty with them. But the state was melting. I'd read about climate change before, but it was a theoretical notion, not real to me. Seeing it in person made me re-envision how I could use my experience as an investor and an activist to become a climate person. The good news is that everyone can be a climate person. If you can work in a climate-related field, that's great. But there are smaller ways that can make impactful differences if a career change doesn't make sense for you. How can you apply what you do best to help address climate-related issues? At the end of the day, large businesses are real drivers of climate change and have a unique opportunity to make a difference. Support companies with clear and concrete emissions goals. Sure, there's bad news, but there's also hope. Today's news is a lot to take in, and almost all of us have personally seen and felt the impacts of climate change in our own lives. But despite that, there are good reasons to be optimistic for the future. I draw a lot of inspiration from my parents' generation, the greatest generation, who banded together in World War II to fight for what was right. My parents' friends didn't ask new acquaintances what they did for work. They asked what they did in the war. Now we find ourselves in a moment in time like World War II, where we all have to band together with a sense of urgency to take the actions needed to solve the climate crisis. It's not going to happen because 12 people on Wall Street or 12 people in Silicon Valley make it happen. It's going to take all of us. I describe some incredible climate people in my book, people who are on the cutting edge of breakthrough clean tech. For example, Tim Heidel, the founder of Massachusetts-based Veer, invented a lighter refrigerator system for semiconductors, one that can be solved on transmission lines overhead rather than underground. This will allow standard power lines to carry up to 5 times more energy. The fossil fuel industry is lying to you. They're just not telling the truth. They're trying to keep us in the dark about the impacts of oil and gas and what is truly possible with clean technology. The fossil fuel companies want you to think that green technology is more expensive, more cumbersome, and less effective. But that's an illusion. Fossil fuel executives often promote natural gas as a bridge fuel, one that's cleaner than coal. To be blunt, that's not true. Natural gas contributes a substantial amount of greenhouse gas emissions. But oil majors are powerful companies. They have influence in all the halls of power around the world. Their political influence and financial might keep them relevant in the marketplace. But investors need to see through this cloud of misinformation. The strongest argument against funding new oil, gas, and coal projects is that they're very risky investments. Even if all I cared about was financial responsibility to my shareholders, I wouldn't bet that fossil fuels keep their grip on the world economy over the coming decades. The negative side effects are just too big and getting bigger. Leave the carbon footprint shaming at the door. Being a climate person doesn't mean you can't enjoy life. First and foremost, carbon footprint shaming doesn't help anyone. And worse, it can make people feel powerless in the fight against climate change. There are many myths about what you can and can't do and what you should and should not be promoting in an effort to be a more environmentally conscious citizen. You can enjoy a hamburger and still support sustainable farming. Consider where the meat was sourced from, shop at a farmer's market, and ask where the farm is located and how the animals are raised. Obsessing over your carbon footprint isn't productive or sustainable. However, taking part in the larger movement and consciously making the best choices available to you will empower you and reinforce the idea that we all have an important role to play. You can start being climate conscious now. To reduce your personal carbon footprint, you have to make conscious choices that affect your own emissions profile. This can include things like conserving energy at home, using public transportation or carpooling, reducing meat consumption, and minimizing waste. You can adopt clean technologies, things like electric vehicles, solar panels, or energy-efficient appliances. By being proactive and early, you're helping drive the market demand for sustainable solutions. Good for you, good for the planet. You can advocate for change. Use your voice to raise awareness and push for climate action. Engage in conversations with friends, family, and colleagues about the importance of addressing the climate crisis. Support organizations and initiatives that are working towards sustainable solutions. Very importantly, you can vote for climate-conscious leaders. You can research and support political candidates who prioritize climate action. Vote for leaders who are committed to implementing policies that promote renewable energy, reduce greenhouse gas emissions, and protect the environment. You can get involved in community initiatives. Join local environmental organizations or community groups that are working toward climate solutions. You can participate in cleanup events, tree planting initiatives, or community gardens. Collaborate with others to make a positive impact at the grassroots level. Even small individual actions contribute to a larger collective effort in addressing the climate crisis. And more than that, you're setting a standard for your community about what really matters. Thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoy the book.
Thank you, Tom. That was Tom Steyer with 5 big ideas from Cheaper, Faster, Better, How We'll Win the Climate War. Also check out our book bite for Speed and Scale, an Action Plan for Solving Our Climate Crisis Now by John Doerr. I'm Michael Kovnet. Thanks for listening.